Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So twice today we got statements coming from the presidency just sending condolences to the South African Defence Force members who've lost their lives. Really, really a big concern. Tim Flack is the South African Defence Force Union spokesperson. We've spoken to him before, very recently in fact, talking about what had happened in the Congo. We're back here again. Really, really concerning. Thank you very, very much for making time for us, Mr. Flack. Good evening and welcome.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's quite unfortunate that I have to talk to you under these circumstances always.
You know, there was a statement released by yourselves welcoming the new minister, saying one of the things you hope would happen is after many, many pleas that this time around, you know, there will be some sort of consideration of some of the things you're asking for, just more support, better support.
That's correct, yeah. And we've been extremely vocal, and we have been vocal for many, many years about dangerous conditions faced by the SANDF members during such operations. And we've called for better resources and support to ensure our member safety. And in both of the instances where we've seen soldiers pass away in these two instances now, the same applies.
It's quite concerning. So the issue of the Congo, you and I have spoken about recently, and we have another incident that was reported of one other SANDF member who lost their lives with a hand grenade apparently in the vicinity. It was dropped around his vicinity. You know, I don't know. Is this kind of thing could it have been better prevented with better equipment, with better surveillance, and those kind of things, or are we being naive here?
At this point, when it comes to this incident specifically with the grenade, we're quite uncertain as to what could have occurred for this to actually happen. There's a multitude of eventualities that could have happened that could have caused it. We don't know if it's negligence. We don't know if it was we've seen a lot in the Russian sphere, in the Russian combat sphere, where drones are used to drop grenades on top of troops. We're not sure what actually happened in this. And the SANDF is currently busy investigating this, as well as the UN, I believe. So as soon as we know what has occurred in this, we can make a better judgment as to what needs to be done about it.
And then the most recent one, where you have SANDF members who died in a container at an illegal mining facility. That was a surprise for us. Do you understand really what happened there?
So this sort of incident it's not a unique incident. This has happened a few times before, certainly since I've been working with the union. And things that we've brought up in the past and that need to be brought up again is that members need to be in radio contact with their commander, with their guard commander on duty. And when you hear that your members are not responding on radio to radio calls to check in what's going on, obviously someone needs to go in and find out why their members are not responding. And what we'd like to know is why the guard commanders or the officer in charge of the guards at that specific time didn't go and check on these things to make sure that's the standard operating procedures that are in place for this kind of thing. And members that are guarding things need to be checked on quite regularly too, and they need to check in quite regularly. So we also can't understand why this it could have totally been preventable. And it boils down to, also, again, resources. There needs to be provisions made, obviously, to deal with our soldiers when there's cold weather. I know for a fact, as a soldier myself, some of the equipment that's given for cold weather isn't necessarily the best for extreme weather. So these sort of things need to be looked at. And there's obviously going to be a board of inquiry as to why these members passed away. SAPS is also involved, too, to ascertain what happened. But we reiterated again that when there are members that are patrolling in remote areas that are dangerous, there needs to be some sort of backup and checking to see what's going on. Calling your members, check up on them and find out what's going on over the radio. If you don't hear back from them, go and see what's actually going on.
So for us, when we look at this story, what strikes us is that, you know, it does seem like there's a bit of a thread here. Some of the necessities are basic, very basic necessities, as you're saying. You know, what could have happened? Was it a protocol issue, or was it just other things that seem to be basic? The issues that you've raised over a long period of time date back to maybe even Minister Sisulu when she was in place. Why do you think it's so difficult to get to a point where we are moving forward with this issue?
These sort of incidences have occurred over a long period of time, even going back to the 80s and the previous dispensation of government in the SADF, before they became the SANDF. These kinds of incidences do happen, but they don't happen as regularly as what we're seeing now. And I think the fact that we're seeing this happening so regularly is that there's definitely a lack of resources. There's a lack of maybe political will. There's a lack of finances. There may be a lack of training even going place, and things are slipping and the cracks are starting to show.
I really appreciate you taking the time, and condolences to your colleagues as well. And please pass us condolences from us as well. Thank you very, very much for your time. Tim Fleck is a South African National Defence Force Union spokesperson. As I said to you, two statements coming out of the presidency today, mourning the passing of four South African National Defence Force members who passed away overnight on Friday. In a container at an illegal mining, outlet in Johannesburg, well, in Gauteng, and in Orkney, to be precise, in the Western Province, Northwest Province, and then another one passing away, also in the Congo, and this was a story about a hand grenade that. We're not sure of the details, as Tim was saying, but definitely a concern. Of course, the issues that they're raising is just better support, you know, financial support, and this needs to be addressed as soon as possible, hopefully with the new ministry minister and the minister, deputy minister coming into their portfolios, and hopefully there'll be some sort of movement in this regard.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.